This morning, good to see all y'all smiling faces. Thank you. Amen. I don't know what the title of this is, so you can pick it as we go along. It doesn't bother me. Amen. Thought I was going to talk about something else and then come this morning. It wasn't what I thought, so here we go. Amen. Because if I'd have just taught that, you'd have got Ricky and nothing out of it. And that's the last thing that I want to receive. Amen. Because if the anointing's with it, then God's going to reveal and unveil things to us that we've never seen before. Bring light to us, that way we can walk further and faster. Amen. Excuse me. We'll go ahead and pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, that it's not Ricky. But I thank you, Father God, for the anointing, the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of me and the anointing that you placed on my life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Father God. I won't speak of myself. I won't speak of things that I think that should be said, but anything that you have for this crowd that will help them, Father God, and not only for this crowd, but also myself, to help us get through things and to be able to see things in a different light, Father God, than we've been taught or the customs have been. But I thank you, Father God, Holy Ghost, just make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth this morning. And I thank you, Father God, this word will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And I thank you for it, Father God, and I give you in advance all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. We're going to be talking about, prosperity, getting out of debt, however you want to call it.
Amen.
How many of y'all know that it's God's will for every one of us to be prosperous?
Amen.
Amen. At least two of y'all do. Amen. We should be. Because, I mean, for so long, well, look, let's look at it from the beginning. If you ever read your Bible, then you should know this, right? And trying to say that prosperity isn't for the Christian is just, it's a custom. More than anything, it's because of what everybody's been said, or what it boils down to is people didn't want to have to exercise their faith or get in the Word and believe God, and so they said, "Well, you know, we shouldn't have prosperity." No, you were just lazy and didn't want to get in the Word of God, and so you just kind of backed off of it and then gave a scapegoat to it. That way, you didn't have to do nothing. Amen. But if you ever read your Bible, you know that in the garden, Adam had everything he needed, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And then what happened? Satan came, right? And he sold out, and Satan had the authority over it, or the power over it, right?
Yes,
but then what did Jesus do? Jesus came and got it all back that belongs to us, right? All of it, right? See, and then religion came in and told us that not to be rich. If you were rich, you weren't going to heaven, that you just need to be humble and poor.
Yes, sir.
That's what religion did. And then a lot of people just grabbed onto it and found themselves living with it. And so that became their custom. That became the way that they had always lived. Because religion came in and said this. Not the Word of God.
Amen.
But religion did. Amen. Amen. You know, it's funny. People say, well, you know, the pastor shouldn't have nothing nice. He should just drive a 1987, you know, Oldsmobile.
Yes.
Well, my question is, why don't you drive that?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to get there. Amen.
Amen.
Poke your neighbor and say, he is not talking to you. Amen. Turn over to Luke real fast, 4:18, please. Hallelujah. Y'all believe with me that we'll get everything out. Amen. Because I've wrote down things for days. Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is what? Because he is anointed. Say anointed.
Anointed.
Say anointed.
Anointed.
Anointed me to preach the gospel to who?
The poor.
What's the gospel to the poor? He has sent me. Y'all know gospel's good news, right? Amen. The good news. What would be good news to a poor person? That's exactly right. Hey, man. Well, that was just Old Testament. Well, sorry, but I mean, it's right here in the New now, so here we are. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are what?
Bruised.
Amen. So the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And that is, you don't have to be poor no more. Amen. And we should get excited about that. Because if God says that I don't have to be poor anymore, then I'm going to take up exactly what He said. And I'm going to start seeing my life just like God said.
Yes.
Amen. Because a lot of times we can see ourselves, but we see like the Word of God's here, and then we'll see ourselves over here though. You know, I was just kind of meditating some scripture this morning, and I was like, you know what? I should get a little photo of just my face and start placing it by all these scriptures. That way I can see myself just like the scripture says. Because a lot of times we'll read it, but we can't see ourselves there in that scripture. We see ourselves as poor, as beat up, not us, you know, it's people that didn't come. Amen, I agree with you. I'm just joking. Just not doing well, sick all the time, barely making it.
Amen.
Amen. And that's not the way that God wants us to live.
Amen.
Because first off, He sent Jesus where? To the cross, here for the cross, right? Yes, amen, I agree with Him. So, but Jesus chose to do that so that everything that Satan took from Adam that already belonged to each and every one of us, He came back and got it back, didn't He? Everything, freedom, amen, everything that Satan thought belonged to Him, Jesus came back and said, it's not yours any longer. Amen, that's King's kid stuff. You're not part of the family.
Amen.
So He had no right to it. But us that are saved, that accepted Jesus in our heart, we're part of that family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I said we're part of that family.
Amen.
And so we have King's kids' rights.
Yes. Amen.
And if we don't see ourselves as King's kids, then how do we actually see ourselves? And that's a question, you know, you need to ask yourself. How do I see myself? How do I see myself? How? Do I see myself as always in trouble? Do I see myself as always having just, you know, uproar in the family or at work? How do I see myself? Or do I see myself victorious all the time? Do I see myself regardless of what's going on? I'm the head and I'm not the tail. I'm above and I'm not beneath. How do I see myself?
Amen.
Amen? Good Lord. go over to Deuteronomy 6. 10, hallelujah, 10 through 12 message, please. Go over to Psalms 105 first, please. Sorry. Go over to Psalms 105, King James. We'll go to about verse 44. Hallelujah. Psalm 105, about verse 44. 42, and then we'll read through 44. Oh, you beat me. Psalm 105, it says, for He remembered His holy what? Promise, and Abraham His servant. Amen. And He brought forth His people with what?
Joy.
With joy. With joy. Amen. For verse 42, I'm just going to read it again. So He said, for He remembered His holy promise and Abraham His servant. Amen. What was the promise to Abraham? First off, he placed his blessing on him, right? Amen. And then he said, you know, you and your kid, all your descendants of your family, y'all, this earth, it belongs to you. Yes. You're inherited it, right? Yes. Amen. So God remembered the promise that he made with Abraham, amen, and his family, amen, and we're part of that, right?
Yes.
Amen, I agree. And then 43, it says, and he brought forth his people with what?
Joy.
Who brought them forth?
God did.
It doesn't say that he brought them forth whining and complaining. That was their choice to do that. But it says with joy. And his chosen with gladness.
Amen.
Are you his chosen?
Yes.
Amen. So he brought forth his people with joy. Not in lack. Because if you're in lack and you're just barely getting along, are you joyful? If you're beat up and sick and just barely, just don't even know how you're going to make it tomorrow, are you in joy?
No.
No, you're not. And God brought forth his people. Are you his people?
Yes.
Yes, I am. With joy. Amen. And his chosen with gladness. Amen. Next, please. 43. Oh, there we are. Yeah, all right. And he brought forth his people, 44. And he gave them the lands of what?
The heathen. Amen.
He gave them the lands.
That's right.
But see, people, man, you tell people that look, they're probably just down there stealing money. That's probably what's going on. Or, you know, remember growing up, y'all drive by some big house, they're probably a drug dealer. We always associated wealth with wrong. Because that way Satan could ingrain in us that it's wrong to be wealthy. And so just growing up, we've always accepted that. No, they got to be drug dealers or doing something wrong to have something that nice. Because there's possibly no way God can get that for you. And we're moving on. And gave them the lands of whom?
The heathen.
It says gave. Right? Everybody sees that, right? It says gave.
Yes.
Gave them the lands of who?
The heathen.
Well, I just don't believe that I'll get it. Well, you can have whatever you believe, but if the scripture says that he gave them the lands of the heathen, then I believe that the lands belong to me. And they inherited the labor of the people. Pretty much, these people got the land. They fixed it all up and made it look good. And now, it's a transfer. Now it's the transfer. Now it's going to my kids.
Amen.
Now that you've done all the labor. Because see, the blessing, it comes to you without sweat. The blessing is on you. And it's on you to prosper you. Not just you, but everybody around you. To help do whatever God asks you to help with. See, we can't believe God for the blessing, for overflow, for overflow, and then be stingy.
Amen.
Because that's how heathens work.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And we're not heathens.
Amen.
And he gave the land of the heathen, amen, and thy people, and thy inherit. They inherited the labor of the people. They fixed this land up so that they would be able to give it to somebody else and didn't even know it. Not just somebody else, king's kids. People that knew, this belongs to me. Everything that you have for me, God, I receive it. And see, if we read that and we don't see ourselves as the people getting the land from God, inheriting it of all their everybody that had it, the heathen that fixed it up, and we can't see ourselves receiving something like that, amen, then we never will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then we never will, right? But as soon as we start seeing ourselves in the Scripture, as soon as we start seeing ourselves in the Scripture, then everything that God said belongs to us, we'll see ourselves with it. Amen. I said everything that God said belongs to us, we'll see ourselves with it. Amen. I've said this a few times. You know, I almost, the other day before I said it, I almost turned off Facebook. But God said, you know, don't hide what you've been given. Because number one, I'm not ever bragging about me and Chelsea.
Amen.
Because in school, I was dyslexic. They diagnosed me with dyslexia and all that stuff. And so I wasn't too smart there for a long, long time. But then I realized who was on the inside of me. And all of that changed quickly. But I used to put the middle of the word at the beginning and the beginning at the end. I used to just switch words all up. And it was everything for me to read. But not anymore.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm saying that, so I didn't go to college or nothing. But the ability that God has placed on us, you got to recognize it. It's not you, but it's the ability of God that's on you.
Amen.
Amen. And so, yeah, God gets all the glory. All the glory. Because y'all remember, I already said it before, but whenever 2011, I made $15,000 in 1 year. And then 2012, I moved here. And Chelsea made $2,000 in 2011 in a year. That's a year, not a month, not a week. That's a year. She made $2,000 or $2,800, and I thought it was $11,000, but it was actually $12,000. We found it. It was $12,000 in 1 year. We're doing good. No, I made $15,000. Sorry. Holy cow! I just confused everybody. 2011, I made $15,000. She made $2,800. That was it in 1 year. 2012, when I moved here, I made $12,000 in 1 year. Yeah, I did, and she made like 15 or 16 thousand.
Yes.
And so combined, we were doing real good. I wish y'all were up here looking at your faces. So combined, we made $28,000 in 1 year. But then I got tired of living like that.
Amen.
I really did. And so I started seeing myself in the Scripture. I started listening to people that didn't preach against prosperity, but preached about prosperity and what belongs to us. And I started catching on to a lot of it. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. And then me and Chelsea started seeing ourselves throughout the Scripture. Started seeing ourselves healthy, wealthy. And now you could try to tell me prosperity's not for us, but I'd probably laugh. I wouldn't try to laugh in your face, but I probably would, and I'd just turn around and walk away. I'm not being mean, but you're too late. You're too late. I've seen it working in our lives. From going to making $12,000 in 1 year with kids, rent, vehicle payments, and insurance. So $28,000 in 1 year, but yet we had to still pay rent. Had all the insurance. We actually had to get on food stamps that year. Amen. So I'm not just preaching something to you that I think might have happened or somehow happened.
Amen.
I'm preaching from, that's how we actually started out.
Amen.
So see, the good thing about it is when you start out on bottom, there ain't no other way to go but up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so that's exactly what we've been doing. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
And we don't make that any longer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Might as well tell y'all, if we're already getting people mad, amen, might as well get y'all fired up. Amen. And so last year, we got the tithing record back, and that's tithing and giving combined, and we gave over $40,000 last year.
Amen.
Over $40,000 last year in tithing offering. And we already surpassed half, well, we is already half that about April or May. And so that means $40,000 is already behind us.
Amen.
See, because we don't rely on ourselves, but we look to the one that the blessing came from, and we say, thank you, God, for the ability to do this. I'm not going to be stingy with it. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it.
Amen.
And so then we just start sowing seed. Because whenever you sow seed continually, there's always a harvest of wherever you're going.
Amen.
So that's what we continue to do throughout our life and continue still to do to this day. Why? Because it's worked. I started out making $12,000 a year. I don't make that any longer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All glory be to God. And the great thing about this is God's not a respecter of person.
Amen.
I said God's not a respecter of person.
Amen.
So if you start working the Word will work for you.
Amen.
Every single time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Y'all don't understand because we wasn't making, we had nothing. Whenever we moved from that first house that we lived in, y'all know the church trailer out here? It's a 5x10? We had, it took us one trip to move. Everything that we owned. Everything. One trip. We had a couch and bunk beds for the girls. It took us about 5 minutes to unload. Like, well, I guess we didn't need to invite everybody over here to help us. but we ain't there no longer.
Amen.
Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Yeah, now I don't even want to know how long it'll take because somebody's got Christmas boxes for days. And to be honest with you, if it ever came down to either it's Christmas boxes or deer head, one of them's got to go. We ain't having Christmas lights. Ain't gonna happen. I need y'all to understand where I'm at on the whole thing. Amen. Genesis 15, verse 14, please. I heard a minister say, there's millionaire status on each side of it, every one of us. Millionaire status on the inside of us. What are we doing with it? Are we cooperating with God? Are we not accepting it?
Amen.
Amen. Genesis 15, 14, it says, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Amen. It's talking about the Israelites, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Amen. Yes, it is. And it said, and afterward shall they what?
Come out.
Look, they're going to be servants for about 400 years. If you continue reading it, right, or start at the beginning. He says, but there's going to come a time it's going to stop. And they're going to come out with what? And y'all remember what they came out with, right? All the gold. Everything. Everything. Got people just giving them their earrings. And normally, if you're a servant to somebody and you let them go, you're not giving them everything you own. But when God's involved, amen. It happens. And it happens every single time. Turn over to Psalms 105 real fast, please. Psalms 105. Psalms 105, verse, well, we already read that, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 12 message. That's where I wanted y'all to go. You're supposed to read my mind. And then me and Pastor Chelsea started believing God for that first house, or that house we moved in and bought. Amen. And so this was one of our scriptures that we stood on as well. It says, when God, your God, ushers you into the land he promised, say promised.
Promise.
Amen. Say promised.
Promise.
Through your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you. Say give me. You're going to walk into large, bustling cities you didn't build. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what Psalms was talking about. He said, look, the labor of them people, they're going to fix it all up, but you're going to inherit it. Large, bustling cities they didn't build. Well furnished.
Amen.
Well furnished. Well furnished houses. It doesn't say house.
Amen.
It doesn't say house.
No, sir. It says houses.
Yes. Plural. That means multiple. And what I love about this is if you don't want it, you don't have to have it.
Amen.
Amen. So it's a choice to each and every one of us, because God gave us a free will, didn't he? And he said, look, if you want it, go after it. It belongs to you anyways. But if you won't, that's fine.
Amen.
But if you don't want it, I'll just add to my houses. Amen. You didn't what? Amen. Houses you didn't buy. Well-furnished houses you didn't what?
Buy.
Sounds like an inheritance.
Amen.
That sounds like somebody's giving us something.
Amen.
But see, once again, if you cannot see yourself as that, if you can't see yourself there as that person, yeah, I'll take that house. Hallelujah. Then where are we seeing ourselves? I guess that's the main question for today. Where do I see myself?
Amen.
Do I see myself in Scripture at all?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well-furnished houses you didn't build, and come upon wells, what? You didn't dig.
Amen.
And vineyards and olive orchards, what?
I didn't plant.
You know what? Vineyards and olive orchards, that's income, right? So that means businesses. Hallelujah. When you take it all in and settle down, pleased and content, make sure you don't forget how you got there.
Amen.
Amen. God, who?
God.
Brought you out of what?
Slavery
in Egypt. Amen. Turn over to Deuteronomy 8:18, please. Hallelujah. Those are good notes right there. But thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Amen. For it is what you do because you're so strong and powerful and smart.
Amen. No, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. For it is who?
God.
God. He that giveth thee what?
Power. To get well.
To do what?
To get well.
Power, or the ability. The NIV, I believe, says the ability to produce wealth.
Amen.
The ability, or the power, to get wealth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For it is he that give. I enjoy talking about prosperity.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I really do. Because I was poor once, but no more. Amen. And I thank God every single day. I thank God for it every single day. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, y'all don't understand where we was at. We was there. We was content, and we was thanking God that we didn't have to stay where we were. Amen. We didn't complain about it. Did anybody hear us complaining? I mean, y'all have been here as long as we have. Did y'all hear us complaining, whining about, begging, please give us, you know, some money, help us out? Not one word. Why? Because we didn't look to man to help us.
Amen.
Man did help us, first off, with the, what is that called? Food stamps. Because obviously we needed it. We had to feed the girls. Amen. And we just didn't have the means then to be able to buy groceries and pay the bills.
Yes.
But as soon as we got past that place, we let go of the food stamps.
Amen.
Amen. And we just keep on looking to God. Look, God, here's another thing. Thank you, you supply all my needs. Thank you, you give me the power to produce wealth. The ability to get wealth. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we don't look to man to help us pay for everything. We look to God and rely on Him. Amen. And you know, with coming out of that. Amen. We'll move forward. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to what?
Get wealth.
Satan, like I was saying earlier, is really convinced a lot of people that it's wicked, because we'd always associate somebody with a bunch of money or nice houses as either done something wrong. Maybe they're the mafia, they're a drug dealer, whatever. So we've always associated that with wrong things, because that's exactly what Satan wanted. That way he could convince people, look, that money doesn't belong to you. And then we'll be like, that is bad to have money, ain't it? Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have money. You know, just be humble. Just be humble. You know, God, you know, He'll do it. Do what? What are you talking about? Stop being crazy. Amen? Because, moving forward. Whenever we relax and stop fighting to be rich and just know we are already rich, at least a couple of us, already rich, and it's rightfully ours to be rich and out of debt, that it just runs in the family, and get our thinking straight and our speaking straight, then it will begin to manifest in our lives. Amen. Some things we do get by confession, right? Amen. But we need to see ourselves in the Scripture. It's not just about confession all the time. Because if you don't see yourself in the Scripture, and you just confess, I'm the head not to tell, then you go to work. I don't know why everybody always picks on me. I feel like I'm always the last one to get promoted. Well, you don't really believe what you're saying. Amen. You're not seeing yourself in that Scripture that you've been quoting 24/7. Amen. So just quoting Scripture without seeing yourself in it ain't going to do you no good. Just get you out of breath and tired. Amen. Do you see yourself in Deuteronomy 8:18? Do you see yourself as the person that for it that God gave you the power to get wealth? Do you see yourself there? Amen. Like basketball players, right? Before they go into a game, what do? They practice. And they're probably just cold, as in not warmed up, right? And so you'll see them shooting, balls just bouncing off the rim, hitting the backboard, not even hitting the rim. But then they get warm. And then they get in that groove.
Yes,
the same way with finances, with prosperity. We've been in the cold for long enough. Now let's get into that groove and run with God instead of fight against Him. Amen. Because I've said it before, you know, we want to go, we're like, you know, we're just, thank God, let's get to the rapture, you know, let's go to heaven. But the Word of God's got to be preached to everybody before that happens, correct?
Amen.
Amen. If you ever read your Bible, you say, yes. Yeah. Amen, yes. So for us to get the gospel out to everybody, how's it going to happen if the church is always broke?
Amen.
Amen. How is that supposed to happen if all of us are so broke that we can't even help somebody get over there to get the word to them?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn over to John 6:6 real fast, please. You do King James, please, ma'am. John 6:6. Okay, John 6:6, and this he said to what?
To prove him,
or to kind of test him to see where he is at. For he himself, Jesus, right,
yes,
knew what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus knows how he wants to get you prosperous. But if we're not agreeing with him and lined up with him, then it's not ever going to happen.
Amen.
Jesus knows how he's going to do it. But if we don't ever see ourselves in the scripture as it being done too, then how are we going to get there?
Amen.
Amen. Then how are we going to get there if we don't ever see ourselves with it? Because Jesus already knows. Because he's already laid it out in scripture for how we shall be prosperous and live in overflow. Not live like the world. Not look like the world. Not do what the world does. But to be believers, to be Christ-like. To be Christ-like also means to live just like he lived. Well, how did he live?
Amen.
Whenever lack would show up, he had always answered. Every time lack showed up, he answered it. And he answered it not out of what he thought, but out of the word. And then lack had to leave and overflow showed up. Every single time. Hallelujah. Pull up Isaiah 10:27 real fast, please. And then y'all turn to Matthew 17, please. The wealth, favor of God consists of sweatless abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 10:27. I'm just going to read that to y'all real fast. Isaiah 10:27 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that this burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be broken. No. Oh, y'all ain't there. No, there you are. It shall be broken.
Destroyed.
Amen. At least a couple of y'all are reading with me. That's good. I think some of y'all staring at me like he's crazy, but that's all right. We'll get there. Amen. From off thy neck, and the yoke shall be what?
Destroyed.
If something's broken, it can always get put back together, right?
Yes, sir.
But if it's destroyed,
ain't no more of it. Amen.
Because of what? The anointing. Amen. Because of the anointing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God has anointed us. To do what? Preach the gospel to who?
Yeah.
The poor. To heal the brokenhearted. And,
yes.
And the, yeah, and preach the deliverance to the captives, right? Amen. So the yoke is something that'll weigh you down, hold you back, and allow somebody to have control over you and let you know where you're going to turn. That's what a yoke is. And to be yoked up with Satan is the most ignorant thing I've ever heard of. Because if I don't believe that prosperity is for us, then I'm not yoked up with God.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 17, real fast, please. Matthew 17, 24. Matthew 17, 24 through 27, it says, "And when they come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute?" Right? He said, "Yes." And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?" Peter said unto him, "Of strangers." Jesus said unto him, "Then are the children free? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them," amen, "go thou to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money." Amen.
Amen.
"That take and give unto them for me and for who?"
Yeah.
"Thee." So whenever God or Jesus spoke this to Peter, there was a fish that all of a sudden responded to his words.
Yeah.
And so this fish is in the ocean and now it's gone. It's going to find the money because that fish knows I have to be the first one he catches.
Yeah.
So this fish went and did everything that needed to be done. He found the money. Whatever he had to do, he got the money in his mouth.
Yes, sir.
A fish.
Yep.
Say a fish.
The fish.
What did the fish respond to? Jesus' words, right? He spoke them out, didn't he? He said, "You go throw a hook out there. The first fish you catch, get him up, open his mouth, there's money in it, and just pay him what we need to pay."
Yeah. Amen.
Right? And so that fish heard exactly what was said. He said, "I have to respond and I have to do this now." He might have been in a school of fish and they just might have been having fun playing games. But all of a sudden, he made a right turn. Shot out the view, went and did what needed to be done, and got money in his mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Got money in his mouth, and then he's hurrying because there's other fish out there. You know, ignorant fish, dumb fish, right? And that, it's a hook. I'll be the first one then. He said, "I have to be the first one."
Amen.
Because that's how Jesus spoke it. So I have to be the first one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's interesting that Jesus said the first one. You notice that? Pull that up, please. He said, and cast the hook and take up the fish that what? The first one. Jesus didn't want him out there fishing all day long in the heat.
Yeah. Amen.
Toiling.
Amen.
See, the way Jesus, God, operates is way different than we've been taught the world way.
Amen.
The world way says, you can have nice things maybe if you work a lot of hours, if you got enough jobs, if you get paid enough, if you got a good education, that's how the world says you can have nice things. And you can afford things. But Jesus, God, the way that they say you can have nice things and afford things is to speak it. And to see yourself just like the scripture says you are. Because if you're a child of God, then you're a king's kid. And then everything that is his belongs to who? Me. Belongs to me. But if we don't see ourselves as that, as having that belonging to us. So Jesus didn't want him out there fishing all day in the heat. He said, look, you ain't got to fish all day. We're both probably a little tired. You know, we're both hungry. We ain't even got to eat the fish. Just get the money out, throw him back. Just go pay them. That way we can come back, eat, relax in the cool, nice shade, and just not even have to worry about anything. Hallelujah. Didn't want him in the sun for hours. Amen. Yeah. Jesus said the first one. Amen. So he didn't have to sit there, like I said, and fish all day and pull fish after fish after fish. Well, I'm going to try this. That's toiling. And that's doing it your own way too. But if you link up with God and do it His way, it's always going to be successful. I said it's always going to be successful. Amen. Amen. And also that sounds like Mark 11:23, right? Pull that up real fast, please. Amen. Let's start at 22. It says, and Jesus answering, saith unto them, what? In the margin of my Bible, it says, have the faith of God. Amen. Have the God kind of faith.
Amen.
Amen. And then, the God kind of faith, we can look at that now and we can say, you know what? The same faith that created this world, I have the measure of it.
Amen.
I have a measure of the God kind of faith. I have a measure of the kind of faith that created this world.
Amen.
Amen. And that'll help you out. Because you have a measure of the God kind of faith. The kind of faith that God used in the beginning, each and every one of us have a measure of it.
Yes.
Don't we? Amen. We'll look at the scripture here in a minute. I'll show you. Amen. But have faith in who?
God.
Amen. Next, please. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall do what?
Shall say.
Not think about. Amen. Shall say, unto this lack, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what?
Doubt
in his heart. But shall what?
Believe
those things which the world says. Believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. Who's he? Whoever speaking, you, amen, shall say, whatsoever he shall say shall come to pass, he shall have what?
Whatever
he says.
Amen.
So what are we saying? Because what I'm living today is what I spoke yesterday. So what am I living? Amen. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, unto this debt, whosoever say unto this lack, whosoever say unto this impossibility that we think, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart. Regardless of what it looks like, not doubt in his heart. Because number one, I spoke to you just like the scripture told me to speak to you. And now you have to remove yourself from this place. Hallelujah. Romans 12:3, please. I don't know about y'all, but I'm being blessed. Hallelujah. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. How should he think, though? According as who?
God.
Not your wife, not your spouse,
amen.
Not the bank, not your credit score.
Right, amen.
Not your inheritance that you think is going to help you with from your parents or from your grandparents.
Amen.
Because first off, if you don't know how to handle money, you're going to be broke faster than you get that money. Because if you ever look up people that won the lottery, more than half of them are already broke and lost everything that they did have. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every. What does every mean in Hebrew?
Every.
Yep, pretty much. Every man, what? Is it a measure? Because if it was a measure, then we'd be able to question God as, God, you gave them more than me. But he knew that question would come up because somebody would act crazy. And so he made sure that everybody had what?
The measure.
And so now the responsibility is back on you.
Amen.
And that's how God made it. So that we can't go, God, you're unjust. You gave them more than me, more faith. But he said, no, I didn't. First off, if you ever read the Bible, we can see that God has dealt to every man or woman. Amen. Man and woman, the measure of faith. And now it's my responsibility to increase my faith. Because how does faith come?
By hearing
and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Not the theories of men. Not how our custom is. Not this is how we've always done it. Not, well, my mom and dad did it this way. Not this is, I've been to, how to get rich meetings. You know, I'll make you rich in just 5 easy ways. Why am I spending my money on somebody that thinks they know how to get rich, which really don't, whenever the gospel is free and all I got to do is get into it and see myself as it? But too many times people want to give somebody else money to tell them that a way they don't have to read. That way they don't have to study. You know, I want this easy. I don't want it hard on me. Just tell me what I need to do.
Yeah. Amen.
The Word of God does that exactly to the T.
Yes, sir.
And if you think it doesn't, no offense, you're crazy. Not really. You're not crazy. Amen. But it does. Because what was I making? Pretty much nothing. But now we don't make that no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, pull that up again, please. So every man and woman has what?
The measure
of faith, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. And so then whose responsibility is it to increase our faith? Because if you read throughout the Bible, Jesus talks to his disciples a lot of times and to other people and say, oh, how great is your faith? Where is your faith? You have no faith. So obviously, faith is measurable.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Some of y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. It's all right, though. We're getting there. Amen. Because look, I thought it was humble to be poor.
Yeah.
Because that's what we was taught a long time ago. But then we learned something different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Which just threw everything that I taught was told and people said to me right out the window.
Yeah.
But I had the choice to accept this over the theories and what people thought.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And that's the thing. Amen. So just like bodybuilders, you know, to be a bodybuilder, these guys work out ridiculous. like two times a day, all day long. And their food and diet is just insane. But every one of them start out with the same measure of muscles that each and every one of us have. They just chose to exercise their muscles a lot more than like Earl. I'm joking, Earl. I haven't said his name all day. I had to say it, just throw him out there at least one. I like messing with Earl. Sorry, Earl. I'm sorry. Don't throw nothing at me. But they've decided to exercise their muscles a lot more than us. And so their muscles are just huge and massive now. Picking up 600-700 pounds. How many of y'all can do that? Thank God you didn't raise your hand, because we'd pray for liars. No, I'm joking. But they exercise their muscles to be able to handle that kind of weight.
Yes.
And so if we exercise our muscle, our faith, what we know about prosperity, if we start continually exercising that, then God's able to release more to us. Because God's just waiting on us to be able to see it in the Word, what actually belongs to us. Because it was taken care of whenever Jesus says, it is finished. It was done that day. And all the prosperity, all the victory, all the health belonged to you then.
Yes.
I said then.
Yes.
And that was over 2,000 years ago. And so overflow and everything else belonged to you back then. But Jesus is just waiting on us to catch up to what belongs to us and start believing that it belongs to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we almost got a couple pages done. It's all right. I can't believe time went by that fast. I really can't. It's good, though. Amen.
Amen.
Prosperity is for us. I need y'all to see that. It's for us. It's not for the world. It's not. Why would God create a people, first off, in His likeness and image? Amen. And then we're supposed to be doing the same works and things that Jesus did on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so what all did Jesus do? So we ain't got time to go into all that, right? But we would be crazy to serve somebody that wants to keep us poor and broke and just sick all the time, living from day to day, not knowing how we're going to make it. Why would a person serve somebody like that? They would really have to be crazy. They really would. Because why would y'all serve somebody like that? That's the craziest thing. If you really just stop and think about it. Yeah, okay, I'm serving a God that wants me broke. I'm serving a God that wants me to be sick to teach me a lesson.
Yeah.
Or to see how much, you know, faith I have. That's the why?
Yeah.
Why? That's like torture.
Amen.
It really is. And why would I want to live like that? Amen. We don't, right?
No,
amen. We're getting there, ain't we?
Amen.
All of us together. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and stop because, it's 11:30 and time went by fast. Amen. So, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to gather around your word and feed our faith. Amen. And I thank you, Father God, that we will start seeing ourselves in your word, how your word says. I thank you, Father God, everything that your word says, we will continue believing that it belongs to us. And I thank you, Father God, if we come up against something that looks impossible, I thank you, Father God, that we have the answer and the answer is in the word. And I thank you, Father God, the greater one lives on the inside of us, the helper, the teacher, and he'll show us right where to go in scripture to help us get through the situation. That way we're not just speaking our words to it, but it's the word of God. It's the word of God, the answer. It is the answer to the situation, the problem, whatever it is. So we thank you for it and praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Me and Chelsea...